This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 22nd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. China added to February 1 tariff threat. USDA fills key jobs. And Cargill settles in price-fixing case. Trump expands February 1 tariff threat while partners remain poised to respond. President Donald Trump is doubling down on his assertion that new tariffs could hit next month. He told reporters yesterday that China may also face new duties on February 1. Meanwhile, U.S. trade partners reiterated that they're ready to respond quickly and forcefully. Trump suggested on his first day in office that the U.S. could impose new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico as soon as February 1. At a press conference yesterday, he said his administration is, quote, talking about a new 10% duty on Chinese goods that would, quote, probably start the same day. The Canadian response? Well, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned that if Trump presses ahead with the plan, Canada will respond and everything is on the table. Our response will be robust and rapid and measured, but very strong. The goal will be to get those tariffs off as quickly as possible, Trudeau told reporters. The Mexican response, President Claudia Sheinbaum expressed a familiar, if slightly more cautious, view to reporters at a press conference in Mexico City yesterday. Reuters reported that the Mexican premier said her government would respond, quote, step by step to any new duties. She previously told Trump that every tariff would have a response in kind. Now take note, among the flurry of executive orders signed on the first day in office were directives to deploy the military to the southern U.S. border and the restoration of his Remain in Mexico policy. The people of Mexico can be sure that we will always defend our sovereignty and our independence, Sheinbaum told reporters at a press conference. It's always important to have a cool head. USDA unveils a slate of senior appointments. U.S. Department of Agriculture announcing six additions to the agency's senior staff to implement President Trump's America First agenda. Kaylee Takacs-Buller, who has been president and CEO of the National Oilseed Processors Association, will rejoin the administration as chief of staff for Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins. She served in several USDA positions in the first Trump administration, including as chief of staff to then Deputy Secretary Steve Sinske. Jennifer Tiller will serve as both chief of staff to the deputy secretary and senior advisor to the undersecretary for food, nutrition, and consumer services. She joins the administration from the House Agriculture Committee, where she led Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson's committee work on nutrition assistance programs. You can read about the rest of the appointments at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators revive push to put USDA on investment review panel. Senators Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, leading a new legislative effort to give the Agriculture Secretary a permanent seat on a panel screening inbound investments. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States reviews foreign investments in U.S. businesses for national security threats. The Biden administration expanded the panel's remit to include screening for risks to biotech and the ag industrial base. But the panel can currently only invite the USDA head to help with reviews as needed. We've seen a surge of American farmland purchases from our foreign adversaries, Tuberville will say in a statement today seen by AgriPulse. Oversight, the senator adds, starts with giving the agriculture community a permanent seat at the table on CFIUS. The Foreign Adversary Risk Management, or FARM Act, has 8 additional Senate GOP co-sponsors. The bill is the same as a previous version introduced last Congress. Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas is heading the House version. SAF bill revamped in 119th Congress. A bipartisan group of senators has reintroduced a bill to give a boost to sustainable aviation fuel under USDA programs. The legislation entitled the Farm to Fly Act would clarify SAF eligibility in USDA bioenergy programs, require the agency to adopt a common definition for the fuel, and encourage greater collaboration on aviation biofuels throughout agency mission areas. Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota joined Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and Joni Ernst of Iowa in supporting the bill. Cargill agrees to settle turkey price-fixing case. Major meat processor Cargill has agreed to pay a $32.5 million proposed settlement and a class action suit over alleged price fixing by the turkey industry. The lawsuit was filed in 2019 by Wholesale Grocery Cooperative, a New York grocery chain, and John Gross and Company, a Pennsylvania-based food distributor. It accuses Cargill and several other turkey processors of conspiring to fix and inflate prices through the data firm AgriStats. Cargill, which controls roughly 21% of the U.S. wholesale turkey market, denied any wrongdoing, but agreed to settle the lawsuit, quote, in the interest of avoiding the risk and uncertainty of continued litigation, according to the document. Take note, Tyson Foods, which is estimated to control up to 5% of the U.S. wholesale turkey market, settled for $4.6 million in 2021. Finance Committee advances Bessent nomination. The Senate Finance Committee voted 16-11 yesterday with the support of 2 Democrats to advance the nomination of Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary to the Senate floor. Virginia Senator Mark Warner and New Hampshire's Maggie Hassan joined their Republican colleagues in backing Trump's pick. Explaining his opposition, Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon charged that Bessent had used legal loopholes and write-offs to lower his tax bill more than $2 million. Of particular focus for Wyden and others was Bessent's decision to avoid around $1 million in Medicare taxes by declaring himself a, quote, limited partner in a hedge fund. I think we ought to have somebody on the job who pays his Medicare taxes, Wyden said. In a statement immediately following the vote, committee chair Mike Crapo of Idaho stressed to those in attendance that Bessent had complied with existing tax law as written. Well, here's today's final word. Russ Sullivan, a tax attorney and former Senate Finance Committee staff director, is confident that Congress will protect the new 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers in upcoming reconciliation talks. Speaking at the Clean Fuels Conference in San Diego yesterday, Sullivan said Republicans in Congress are going to go after the Inflation Reduction Act, but they are more likely to cut loan and grant programs over tax credits. Sullivan said, quote, in fact, I would say 45Z is one of the safest provisions. It's fairly solid, the statute. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Talley.